Start a new column, or I am, interviewing personalities in town, businessmen. And he says, I chose the first person. And I said, well, that's mighty nice, Darrell. I'm highly honored, see. And I've had to have him come back twice. Of course, mother was in the hospital, and I had to be gone sometimes. And so, by the way, he came back, and he sat there with a little tape recorder.
Oh.
He did just what you're doing. He took it down on tape first. And then he went home and played it back and wrote it, see.
Well, he did
I thought he put it in good form. He really did. I was real proud of it.
You might, about if a child came in and said something, you say, well, who on earth taught you that or learned you that?
You say taught him, taught you that.
What about a child, something a child might call somebody tales?
Tattle, you call them a tattletale.
Okay. And what do you grow in these boxes that, like you have out the side or something?
Oh, flowers.
Okay. If you go out to get some fresh flowers, you might say, well, I'm going out in what?
Gather.
Okay.
Or cut.
Okay.
Pick. Gather, cut, or pick some flowers.
Okay. A child's plaything is a
toy, usually.
Okay. You ever hear the word play pretty?
Play pretty, yeah. Play pretty. That's sort of slang.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the word give, you say when the Red Cross comes around every year, we
usually give.
Okay. Last year we
gave so much.
Okay, and we have
given to the Red Cross.
Talking about the word began, we are going to.
We're going to begin a certain course. Or
yesterday study. They
began this study.
Okay, and before we arrived, they had
already begun.
Okay, talking about the word come, the children always
come to school.
Okay, yesterday our relatives
came,
and they have
come.
Okay, talking about the word see with the eyes. We can
see.
Okay. Yesterday
we saw.
Okay. And we have
seen.
Okay. If you're going out here to War Trace or Normandy or somewhere and they were doing some work on the road, you said, well, we had to detour because the road was all
torn up under construction.
Okay. If you give somebody a bracelet or something, you might, then you wanted to see them wear it. You say, well, go ahead and
put it on.
Okay. Talking about the word do, you might say, well, all the time we
do certain things.
Okay. Every night
he does, you still use do?
Yeah.
Yeah, every night he does the same thing.
Okay. Last night
he did so and so.
Okay, and every night for the last month he
has done the same routine.
Okay, the opposite of something is
nothing.
And the opposite of nothing
is something.
Okay. And you might say, well, if you misplace a knife or something, you say, well, I hate to lose that. It was
a keepsake of mine or something I valued.
Okay. Would you ever say it was such a good one?
Such a good one, yeah.
Okay. The opposite of never is what?
Never, ever.
Would you ever say
never,
always?
It's always or never.
Okay.
I believe that's right.
Okay, or you might say, well, I haven't seen him
in, you mean ever or in years?
The last time you saw a person was Christmas. You say, well, you run into him and say, well, I haven't seen you.
I haven't seen you since before Christmas.
Yeah. You might say, that was no accident. He did that
on purpose.
Okay. Let's see. You say, well, I don't know where he bought that. I guess I have to
investigate or look into it.
Okay, or if you want to know the answer to